afternoon. Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Boy, it's been a busy show today. We've covered a ton of different topics. We started talking about the Stanley Cup game and, of course, the loss the Edmonton Oilers suffered last night to the Florida Panthers. Really not a close game, and ultimately, I think we can probably just admit it wasn't really a close series, even though it went to six games. And even though that isn't necessarily the subject of what we're about to talk about, I can't bring my next guest on and not talk about hockey. I do like to feature Saskatchewan success stories. We've got a company here that we're about to talk about, PermaShield Canada, that my next guest is a big part of. But Rich Pilon is a name that many of you know. He is a proud Saskatchewanian, the pride of St. Louis, Saskatchewan. Played for the PA Raiders, played for my New York Islanders, and is sitting right across the desk from me today. Rich Pilon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Evan.
What do you think about that Oilers loss last night?
I think you kind of summed it up. It wasn't, you know, I don't think it was a game, especially yesterday when they're, you know, they're fighting for their life. But it's, you know, I know how hard it is to get there. Yeah. You know, I've been close a few times, and, you know, you kind of feel for the guys, and it just tells you one more how, you know, you don't want to point the finger. It takes a team to win and lose, but sure, goaltending is a big deal, and, yep. You know, I said a lot of times before that when you have an average goalie can make a team that's average even less average, and when yeah, you have a really average team with a really good goalie, you can become a very good team real fast with confidence, right?
Which may have been, and I don't want to cut them short, but you look at the Winnipeg Jets through the season, they end up winning the President's Trophy. Goaltending was a big part of what got them there.
Yeah, Hellebuyck is one of those level one goalies, I think they call him. There's about five or six in the league. Yeah. The Oilers played one, you know, in this series here that he's gotten them. There's a reason that, you know, and they got a good team. And I think a lot of times, too, when you're looking at, you know, your dynamics of a team and you look at the Oilers, and it's easy to break them down after the fact. But when I see how the buy-in from a guy like Marchand playing on the third line, you know what I mean? And now, can you get those guys that are the buy-in factor on their side over there? Can you get the Oilers to actually buy in to be in a third line guy? The buy-in factor is big, and I think that's what Florida had.
Well, Florida, I mean, they're a strong team. They're a deep team. They're well coached. They deserve to win the Stanley Cup. I think that's the easiest way to put it.
Well, you have Edmonton's, Edmonton's a good hockey team. Mm-hmm. They play with speed. Florida, they're nasty. They're greasy. They're a playoff team. They're dirty. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, when you come to playoff hockey, the whistles get put away.
Right.
And I think you see it with Edmonton. You know, all of a sudden the McDavid's got to fight through stuff that
he didn't have to in the
regular season. And there's always who's the greatest player of all time? Is it Gretzky? Is it McDavid? To me, it's Gordie Howe. Mm-hmm. You know, for as many years as he's played, he played a very long time. And, you know, those guys that in different eras are going to have, you know, Gretzky scored goals with guys like us hanging on him.
Right.
Right? You know, now these guys are scoring. You know, the goalies were smaller.
Yeah.
But you also had guys pulling, handcuffing, they call it, using the can opener, all the things we can't do today. So the game's faster because of that. And it's a better game. It is fast, but there's a lot of changes that it's hard. It's apples and oranges at the end of the day.
Former New York Islander Rich Pilon is my guest in studio. And you still play hockey?
You know what? I'm getting back at it because my grandsons are now playing a little bit. Yeah. So my daughter's kind of got me on the ice again. I went through some hip surgery, so I'm a little bit, I think I'm faster. I'll probably be faster now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
That hip surgery plague. I was talking with Mike Sillinger one day and he was telling me he'd do hip surgeries and it seems to be a thing. Hey,
oh yeah. It's a thing. Yeah. I'm kind of a study now because I've got both. I've got a Birmingham and I've also got a full hip.
Okay.
So I've got one of each within like 6 months apart.
Wow.
So we're going to see which one's actually going to last longer, I guess.
Test subject for sure.
Yeah.
So, Rich, there's a couple things I want to talk to you about. I know you're heavily involved with Métis Nation. You've got an exciting announcement coming up later this in the next little while. I want to get to that in a second. But part of the reason why this caught my eye is PermaShield Canada. You're a co-founder of this. I know your wife is the CEO of this company. This almost seems to be too good to be true, but essentially it's a tire sealant.
Yeah, it's a tire sealant, and the difference with a lot, you know, now that I've gotten, you know, I've been almost 2 years with the product, and how this product came about was that I do a lot of northern communities where I bring it's called Horses and Hockey, Let's Talk, and it's all on mental health and well-being and getting kids active, really. Mm-hmm. And I do my whole talk and talk about my addictions, so In that, I've been going through a lot of northern communities like Pinehouse, Isle of Cross, you name it, Pelican Arrows. And the roads up in the north are, you can, like, you know, for me, now that I lived through it, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable to see how bad your tires take a beating.
Right.
So I went through with my horse trailer, and a friend of mine said, you know, why don't you try this product, PermaShield, in it? And so I stuck it in, and all of a sudden I've got a fence nail that's probably the size of a quarter, and it's sealed. We've gone to the next level of drilling into tires with, you know, half-inch bits mm-hmm. and watching it seal in front of us. The product was developed in 2021, or just during COVID, and that's when it was launching in the U.S., so it kind of didn't really launch the way it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. So it's a very new product, but a lot of the difference with this product is it's water-based, so it washes off with water. Mm-hmm. It's got I think one of the carrying agents is used in a hand lotion. So it's when you say, well, it washes out with water, if you park in a puddle, is it going to, like,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So a lot of time, no, it doesn't. There's something that happens with the emulsions in it mm-hmm. that causes this basically a plug mm-hmm. and it almost looks like a rock, but it's actually a plug. And we're still, you know, like, we've been pretty fortunate that the product's been doing really well, but we're kind of waiting to, you know, cause it's going to, I'm sure we're going to have some failures and we're going to have to figure it out mm-hmm. in time.
Yeah.
But overall it's for me, I've got, you know, we've got steer tires on semi that are, instead of getting 140,000, you know, kilometers per steer, they're getting 190. Wow. And, you know, we've brought it to a chemical engineer they can't explain why the product does what it does. They actually think the U.S. got lucky. Mm-hmm. So whether it's luck or not, the product is amazing. It's next level. So it's not cheap. Like, we're not going to just give it away because mm-hmm. we know we believe in it.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that when you put this product in, it's going to do what it says.
You can find out more about this online at permashield-canada.com. But can people buy this now in stores, or how is it distributed?
Well, right now we're distributing it it's going right from the factory to basically a business, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't put it on the shelf yet or put, you know, partnered with any stores. We're just new to, like, we bought the product in August of last year and we launched in February.
Right.
We've had, since in a year and a half, we've had a lot of trials mm-hmm. and we've had guys, you know, like the NRTs of the world, Ham Construction's in now. We've got Inland Steel that have some really good testimonials. We have a guy out of Prince Albert that's done only Northern Roads, mm-hmm. and his testimonial is unbelievable after knowing that he gets 15 events per tractor and he goes to zero within those 4 months.
Right.
You know, it's just a matter of, we it's new and we got to get it out in as many tires as we can.
Right. Rich Pilon is my guest, co-founder of PermaShield Canada, something that is just, as you heard, up and running here. Did I read it somewhere? Did you say it's got Kevlar in it? That's part of the makeup?
Yeah, it's got Kevlar and it's got rubber crumb, and it's that's the, for, you know, like, we're buying the IP for it. So, but it's, yeah, like you said, it's Kevlar. It's something right. that's.
What about Saskatchewan winters? How does it stand up to the cold?
It's good up to -45, which we know we tested,
right.
And it's good up. It was developed. It's in Texas, so yeah. We got the heat. So it's anywhere from the high heat to the cold temperatures. It's doing what we say it does. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing product.
Cool. Well, yeah. we'll watch for this. PermaShield Canada is the company. Rich Pilon and his wife, the owners. Your wife's the CEO. You answer to her.
Yeah, let's make that clear. Nothing's changed. And I got another partner too, Dave K, who's actually my son's agent, who's involved with us now. So yeah,
no, that's good. That's good. Rich Pilon is my guest. So we talked about hockey. I couldn't have you in here and not talk about hockey. In fact, I'm mad that I forgot some New York. I've got a Rich Pilon jersey that has not got an autograph on it. So that next time I have you in, I'll be bringing that with me.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it fits me anymore, but I'll get you to wear. Can we talk a little bit? So you do a lot of work with Métis Nation Saskatchewan. Glenn McCallum, the president, is a friend of mine. I know he's someone that you're friends with and you've done a lot of work with. You've got a pretty exciting thing on the go here. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, we sure can. Yeah. You know, we've in the last with Glenn and I becoming friends, and, you know, even myself kind of finding my identity as a Métis boy, you know, a young guy growing up in St. Louis, Saskatchewan. I never really, I guess, took my culture, yeah. who I was,
your heritage,
my yeah. heritage, yeah. till about 3 years ago, till meeting Glenn. I really found out in the last 3 years of being a Métis what it means, and, you know, be a proud Métis and being, you know, involved with our government.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I use this story where, as a hockey player, we have tattoos, right? And this just came about 3 weeks ago where it really told me I didn't know who I was because, you know, growing up in Prince Albert, St. Louis, I used to drive to Prince Albert with my dad's truck and had hay in the back, and guys saw me and they started calling me Hay Shaker. So my nickname from like basically 16 years old till I finished my career with the Raiders was Shaker.
Right.
As I played, I was kind of rough. And
yeah.
When I got to the NHL, it became Chief because everybody thought I was part Indian,
right.
Which I was.
Yeah.
Or am.
Yeah.
And so I have a tattoo on my ankle that's Chief Sitting Bull.
Yeah.
I have a Chitty Mandela on my shoulder that's First Nation. They're both First Nation.
Yeah.
And I have a Chinese symbol that means Chief, supposedly.
Okay.
But what don't I have? Nothing Métis. With Métis.
Yeah.
So that really told me even more
that
I didn't know who my identity was, mm-hmm. my culture, my... You know, and now I've really embraced it with a leader like President Glenn McCallum, who's a no business kind of guy, but he's a, like we said earlier, he's a mover and a shaker.
Well, I was on social media recently and you were in New York, and this is, I think, leading up to some exciting news that Métis Nation Saskatchewan has going with the NHL. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can definitely skip this. Yeah, we have something that, you know, it's with the lawyers right now, but we can pretty much say that the NHL and Métis Nation Saskatchewan are going to be partnering up. The NHL, for the first time ever, is given the use of the shield. They're going to support us for the next 2 years. We even get the Stanley Cup. We're going to find out how many times.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get meetings with the Canadian teams and all their major sponsors to present our business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it is Métis Nation Saskatchewan and myself and Brian Trottier are the two on the NHL side that are be kind of like a contract underneath the nation. But our goal is to basically get to grow the game of hockey,
mm-hmm.
but more importantly, just with all the stuff that's happening and you know, phones are a big part of it, is getting kids active again.
Good.
So our whole thing is to not show up into communities a one and done and never see us again.
Mm.
We want to create some where we show up 3 to 4 times per community and create almost relationships within,
sure.
and not just Rich and Brian, but also getting other alumni players that are needing something to do.
Sure.
Here's a good thing to do. You get involved with community. And that's really what's happened with me with my horses and hockey program. I've gotten so many good friends in the North now, and it's because of the program that I run that we now want to bring Brian and I with. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing to see. It's more amazing that the NHL sees the vision that we have and the dream that Glenn, myself, and Brian have.
Mm-hmm.
To give something back to a point that it's going to be for forever. We mm-hmm. want this to go sustain itself. We want, you know, the goal is to raise enough money that not only elite, like a lot of times with the elite athletes, they're always taken care of because they get an agent that's going to come along and they're going to give them everything they want because they want to cater to that kid.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes parents that don't have the funds or the support to these families that don't have the support, they make decisions on the dollar instead of maybe picking the right person.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to help those kids too, because so that way families can actually pick the right person and not make it a financial decision.
For sure. Well, this is great. I think you had mentioned off air the formal announcement likely at Back to Batoche.
Yeah, that's the plan. The plan is to have the formal announcement at Back to Batoche, do the signing. We're really, as much as we're not going to take away from the culture of Back to Batoche and really what it is for our Métis people, this partnership that has never been done is going to be, you know, like I said to you earlier, you're dealing with an industry of over $57 billion that's willing to say, we're going to put our shield beside Métis Nation Saskatchewan, and we're going to believe in Brian and Rich and the Brandy Bell, that they're going to do their job and do exactly what we said in our business plan.
This is exciting stuff. Rich, we're out of time. I appreciate you coming in. We'll keep an eye out for the announcement from Métis Nation Saskatchewan. We'll watch for PermaShield Canada to continue to thrive and keep people on the road and safe on the road. Thanks for popping in. Go Islanders.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Abby. I appreciate it. Go Islanders.
Rich Pilon, you're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Hey, thanks again to Rich Pilon for popping in. We talked a bunch of different things, including, of course, the company that he's the co-founder of, PermaShield Canada, which provides basically a permanent tire sealant, so it prevents flat tires. You got a nail in your tire. It's fairly new technology, but something that he and his wife have bought into, and it's pretty impressive stuff. I'm also going to admit, being a New York Islander fan, I was a little starstruck having him sitting in studio with me here, and I appreciated that. Hey, we got a big show tomorrow morning. Again, Ralph Nirenberger, who's been on the show, a former Senate Foreign Relations Committee member from the United States, talk a bit about what's going on between Israel and Iran. The great Tom Korski from Blacklock's Reporter will be here. Sean Sherwood from Poulin's Exterminators to talk about the pests that join us around the summertime. And we're going to open up the phone lines for you on that segment as well. A whole lot to talk about tomorrow morning. I hope you can join us. It starts at 8:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.